This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, and welcome to part 9 of Holiness, a study where we're looking to be more and more holy, to be more and more set apart for Almighty God. And on Friday, we looked at Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 6. And I'm just going to reiterate what it says, because I'm going to bring you another part to this. Part B, if you will. It says this: don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Earlier on, we were looking at Exodus, and we were looking how the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And going towards the land of milk and honey. And all they were looking for was provision. To be fed, to be watered, to be looked after, to be loved, to be cared for. And Moses was leading them. And every day, there was a cloud that they followed. And every night, there was a pillar of fire that they followed. And every single day they were fed with manna, enough for that day. And they had plentiful water as they walked through the wilderness. Yet they still complained, yet they still moaned. Beloved, you are living in a situation now where if you have made God your Lord and Savior, if you have said yes to Jesus, believe you me, you need to be only reliant on Him. He told me that so strongly this very day. I've been relying on many people in my life, all sorts of different people that have been wonderful in my life. And I've been relying on them, literally relying on them. And the Lord said to me today, you need only rely on me. And He took me to a passage of scripture. I'm not going to share it with you because it was personal to me, but suffice it to say, seriously, it knocked my socks off. It's not that I had forgotten. It's not that at all. It's that I was not bringing it to mind. And I was being, what's the word? I was being plagued by the evil one, because he knows where I'm weak. And he knows that in my weakness, I can easily fall down. And my weakness is being reliant on other people. Always reliant on other people. And the Lord's saying to me, you need only be reliant on me. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Are there times in your life, beloved, where a problem comes along and you sit there at the kitchen table and you try and work it all out? You try and work it all out, and you do that before you've even gone to Almighty God. And the Lord looks down and He sees you planning and thinking and working things out. And I know what the Lord is thinking. He's thinking this. Why are they doing that? Why is he saying that? Why is she doing that? Have you not heard? Have you not seen? Do you know that I am your God, Jehovah Jireh? I am your provider. Have you not heard? Have you not seen? Says Almighty God. And he says to you, my son taught you how to pray. And in that prayer, it says these words. Give us this day our daily bread. So why are you looking for manna for tomorrow? Why? I have promised to provide for you, and I will provide for you. So why look for manna for tomorrow when you need manna only for today? Beloved, that's so important. And if you don't understand what manna means, it's the food that God provided to the children of Israel when they escaped, when they came out of Egypt and went toward the land of milk and honey. You can read about that in Exodus. And Moses was leading them, and every day they received manna from heaven, which was the food they needed to sustain themselves. And God says, why are you looking for tomorrow's food, for tomorrow's provision, when I will provide for today? Why are you looking into the future all the time? Don't worry about anything, says Almighty God. Instead, pray about everything. Paul is saying to the church in Philippi, tell God what you need and thank him for what you have done. I mentioned this the other day. We don't spend enough time thanking Almighty God for what he has done. All we do is moan and complain. We're just like those children in Israel. We're just like those children who came out of captivity in Egypt. We clearly have forgotten how hard times can be. The children of Israel, they came out of Egypt and they had been in captivity and they had been so badly treated. Yet within days, they were moaning. Within days, they must have forgotten the hell that they were living in. And now they were living in provision. And now they were living in freedom. Yet they still complained. That is what I don't understand. Why were they complaining when they had gone from captivity to freedom? Because their heads were turned by certain people in the group. Their heads were turned by certain people saying, if God is God, why isn't he giving us more? But if you stop and think about it, beloved, you only need what God wants to provide. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. Why do you need other things except that which God wants to provide for you? Because he is God, and he deserves to be worshipped and praised and glorified for what he has done in your life. Thank him. Thank him, says Paul to the church in Philippi, for everything that he has done for you. Thank him, as Paul says, for all he has done. Thank him. Say thank you, Lord. Right now, as I'm bringing you this word, just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I brought you that song earlier on from Adebambi. And when I looked it up on YouTube, I thought this song is so wonderful, so glorious. It deserves to be heard by millions of people. But I don't know what God's provision for that song is. All I can do is say that I believe, that I believe, that I believe, that I believe. That song is written for a purpose. And I believe someone who listened to that song already, your life has changed because of the lyrics, because of what she was singing, because I believe those words come from Almighty God, and they need to seep into your spirit, and they need to live there. They need to reside there. God is providing all the time, beloved, if we could but see it, if we would but decide to open our eyes and behold what God Almighty is doing. I cannot tell you the honor and the glory that comes when we bring you Worship Radio 247. And I know the Lord's love pours down upon you constantly, all the time. And I know that you are aware of it. How do I know that? Because I receive emails from you telling me that. And so therefore, if that is the truth, you should be thanking God for this provision. You should be thanking God for Worship Radio 247 every single day. Because he is providing a way for you to worship him and become more and more intimate with him and have a fuller and fuller relationship with him, so that he becomes your Abba Father, and so that you become his precious adopted child. It is awesome. It is so awesome. Paul is saying, thank him for all he has done. Now, beloved, the wonderment of this word is that if we don't worry, and if we pray about everything, and if we tell God Almighty what we need, and if we thank him for all he has done, those four things, look at them again. Stop worrying. Pray about everything. Tell God what we need. Thank him for what he has done. Those four points. If we do that, then there's a reward. And that reward is simply this. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. Say that with me. His peace. Say it, come on. His peace will guard my heart and mind as I live in Christ Jesus. Say it again. His peace will guard my heart and mind as I live in Christ Jesus. That is the truth. I'm not making this up. You know that. That is the absolute truth. Why? Because God Almighty is amazing. Why? Because he is God. Why? Because he is. And he needs to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And I know, beloved, I know that after this word, you already are beginning to see things differently. God Almighty says, do not be reliant on anybody, but be reliant on me. Thank you, Father, for your awesome word today. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise for the anointing that my brothers and sisters around the globe are sensing and feeling right now. It is all you, Lord, and I give you that glory, and I give you that honor, and I give you that praise. And may your name be glorified forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name.